Well, surely no one is dedicated enough to a video game character to tattoo him on his or her skin permanently. Tell that to the 500,000 results on Google Images. An ongoing discussion among critics had tackled the question of whether games can be art. Film critic Roger Ebert says no, that the freedom games gives you overrules any possible message a creator could hope to deliver. Miyamoto agrees with the decision, if not the rationale. He says games are entertaining and challenging, but claims no art status for them. On the other hand, Tom Bissell in Extra Lives says yes, they can be, but only if they move away from aping films and give the player alternate worlds in which to make choices and accept consequences you could never do in real life. The debate continues, but the key objection is interactivity. I watch a Kurosawa film and observe a Dali painting, but I take part in a Miyamoto game. The interactivity is the rub. What the best art strives to accomplish? Connection. Even the most shoddy games get automatically. In one sense, then, games are superior to any other art form, if connectivity to the audience is the goal. But the art of art is forging that connection through passive observation. It's almost not fair to compare a painting with a painting you can jump into. All parties can agree on one thing, though. If not art himself, Mario is a very reliable muse for other artists. Game developers love and loathe Los Angeles the third week of June for the yearly Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3, trade show. Whatever they're working on, no matter the release date, needs to have a playable demo plus a kick-ass trailer ready for mid-June. Time your production schedule wrong and a full month of your development time can go to creating a very fancy ad for a select few people who will scoff at anything other than a fully finished product. This is one of Miyamoto's grievances as well. People who spend hours and hours on a simple presentation to him instead of devoting that time to the game and sending him a memo. Yet skipping E3 is a forfeit, so everyone in gaming attends and makes his big promises and spends the rest of the year trying to live up to those lofty words. It's gotten better over the years, scaled down to keep the Comic-Con crowd of fans away, but E3 remains a place where no one eats steak, but everyone orders the sizzle.